You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Slovenia has effectively closed its borders to most migrants fleeing war and poverty as part of efforts to close the Balkans route from Germany to from Greece to Western Europe. In reaction, Serbia said it would shut its own borders with Macedonia and Bulgaria to those without valid documents. As Stefan Boss reports, thousands of people are losing patience near the Greek border with Macedonia as they struggle in the mud and rain.
They want open borders and that their children are safe. Thousands of people remain stranded in the Greek border town of Idomeni, near Macedonia. Yet their cry for help doesn't impress border guards and police, who sometimes violently push them back. Macedonia says it reacts to measures taken by other countries. Refugees here are shocked that further away Slovenia has closed its borders around midnight local time, while other European Union nations and non-EU countries along the Balkan route have taken similar measures.
Here will be a human crisis. The nations need to open the borders. That's it.
We don't have
no
money.
Food.
Children are sick. It's
bad
freezing.
Camp.
I didn't expect to see this. I expect to just cross like a human being. I came here thinking that they are the nation of humanity, but I've been shocked. Really, I've been shocked.
Countries such as Slovenia say only migrants who plan to seek asylum in the country or those with clear humanitarian needs will be allowed entry. But in practice, many remain stuck, awaiting an uncertain future. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says it also has deep concerns about the EU's proposed agreement to solve Europe's biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Vincent Cochetel, the UNHCR's director for Europe, is especially worried about a plan to return people deemed illegal migrants back to Turkey.
Collective expulsion of foreigners is prohibited under the European Convention of Human Rights, so an agreement that would be tantamount to a blanket return of any foreigners to a third country is not consistent with European law, is not consistent with international law.
Hungary's fiercely anti-migration Prime Minister Viktor Orban wants to go even further than the EU. He has already threatened to veto an EU-Turkish agreement if it involves resettling at least some refugees in Europe, a move that could jeopardize the deal. Hungary already launched a legal challenge against an EU plan to redistribute as many as 160,000 refugees among member states. It also emerged that Hungary wants to reduce cash and other subsidies for asylum seekers in Hungary, reduce the individual space they are allotted in detention centers to the size given to prison inmates, and scrap measures assisting their integration. Orban says he wants to protect the Christian culture of Hungary and Europe against an influx of Muslims. But critics point out that Hungary, a nation of some 10 million people, granted asylum and other protections to just 508 people last year. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.